Agrégation interne d'anglais 2013. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
It doesn't just happen by magic. Behind every great Christmas, there's Mum. And behind Mum, there's Asda.
What's for tea, love?
He's a card, isn't he? Of course, other supermarkets have their ads in place as well. Morrison's have one that's been, some would say, annoying. So is the Saatchi and Saatchi Asda ad an insult to every modern man and woman, or simply a frank acknowledgement that Christmas is still made by Mum? Well, Deborah Orr is a journalist and broadcaster, Alison Pearson, a columnist and an author. Welcome to you both. And Deborah, we aren't just talking about Asda here, there is Morrison's as well. Are these ads, in your view, sexist or reflecting the grim, some would say, reality?
They certainly don't reflect the reality of my life. I mean, the word Christmas has only just passed my lips for the first time a few seconds ago. I haven't thought about Christmas at all. I believe in delegating. If people aren't pulling their weight, you say, you go and get the tree, make sure it doesn't hit the ceiling. You get the shopping. Who's going to cook Christmas lunch? You don't sort of, you know, take it all on board. I think the most annoying, you know, and do it all yourself. I think the most annoying thing about these adverts is that they sort of suggest that actually if you are getting other members of your family to contribute to their own good times, then you're not being a proper mother and you're not being a proper Asda shopper, you know, and you're not being a proper consumer and you're not being a proper member of society.
So a proper woman, mother, should put herself through something close to hell for the weeks preceding Christmas then?
Well, that's the sort of, you know, brainwashing idea that seems to be in the advert. Of course you shouldn't. Of course, you know, if other members of the family are being lazy about preparing for the holiday, you just say to them, you know, do this.
Well, we did tweet about this last week and Claire contacted the programme to say, this ad, well, I don't know, it's demoralising, depressing and unfair, she says. I've never been so forcefully told before that Christmas is my job.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
It doesn't just happen by magic. Behind every great Christmas, there's Mum. And behind Mum, there's Asda.
What's for tea, love?
He's a card, isn't he? Of course, other supermarkets have their ads in place as well. Morrison's have one that's been, some would say, annoying. So is the Saatchi and Saatchi Asda ad an insult to every modern man and woman, or simply a frank acknowledgement that Christmas is still made by Mum? Well, Deborah Orr is a journalist and broadcaster, Alison Pearson, a columnist and an author. Welcome to you both. And Deborah, we aren't just talking about Asda here, there is Morrison's as well. Are these ads, in your view, sexist or reflecting the grim, some would say, reality?
They certainly don't reflect the reality of my life. I mean, the word Christmas has only just passed my lips for the first time a few seconds ago. I haven't thought about Christmas at all. I believe in delegating. If people aren't pulling their weight, you say, you go and get the tree, make sure it doesn't hit the ceiling. You get the shopping. Who's going to cook Christmas lunch? You don't sort of, you know, take it all on board. I think the most annoying, you know, and do it all yourself. I think the most annoying thing about these adverts is that they sort of suggest that actually if you are getting other members of your family to contribute to their own good times, then you're not being a proper mother. And you're not being a proper Asda shopper, you know, and you're not being a proper consumer and you're not being a proper member of society.
So a proper woman, mother, should put herself through something close to hell for the weeks preceding Christmas then?
Well, that's the sort of, you know, brainwashing idea that seems to be in the advert. Of course you shouldn't. Of course, you know, if people, other members of the family are being lazy about preparing for the holiday, you just say to them, you know, do this.
Well, we did tweet about this last week and Claire contacted the programme to say, this ad, well, I don't know, it's demoralising, depressing and unfair, she says. I've never been so forcefully told before that Christmas is my job.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.